The Brailsford's display has become something of a phenomenon in Bristol, attracting large crowds to the switch-on ceremony.
The lights probably are the most important thing in my life. I do live, breathe and sleep Christmas.
There's little to trump the Brailsford's display in scale, and with less than half the neighbours in Manning Close on board, Paul's bungalow light show needs a boost.
But it's still a very big name.
Yeah, he is. He's a farmer.
And?
I just want a TV celebrity.
So they're trying to attract a celebrity to switch on the lights.
But, I mean, everyone knows Nicolas Cage, don't they?
Well, yeah, exactly.
Hollywood comes to Wells' Christmas light show. You can see it, can't you?
I know.
Hollywood star Nicolas Cage has a property in the area.
Hello.
And booking him
Chris.
Would catapult their display to the top of the league.
Okay, and you don't know the name of the property.
With no reply from Nicolas Cage, however, Paul and Chris have decided to seek him out personally.
So we're going to go up to the door and ask for Mr. Cage.
Mr. Cage.
In 1954, just outside Tucson in the Arizona desert, James E. McDonald, a senior physicist at the University of Arizona, was out driving with four meteorologists, commenting on the brilliant sunset. In the distance, McDonald noticed a strange point of light hovering over the mountains. The bright, anomalous object looked like it was made from aluminium. McDonald pointed it out to his colleagues, but none of them were able to identify it, and it soon disappeared. Unbeknown to them, this mysterious sighting had just changed the course of UFO history forever.